Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 9 at Quick Shift Pod.
Quick Shift.
If you want peace, prepare for war. We are approaching the final stretch of the playoffs of the regular season. You threw me off there, Kev.
I didn't know where you were going. I got nervous. My voice is a little hoarse. I've been talking a lot this week. Sorry. I'll try to be quiet.
Marathon of a meeting for you earlier.
Yeah, meetings.
Yeah. Good shit, though.
I'm dressed up for Quick Shift, though. I know it sounds weird, but I mean that.
If you want... I need to start this whole thing over. I have to start over.
No, you have to start over?
No,
why?
Keep rolling.
No,
you want to go back to one?
If you want peace, prepare for war. We are approaching the playoffs. It's the final stretch of the regular season, all right? This is when you need to dig down and get all the engines firing. You need to work out all the kinks. Anybody that's pouting in the room's got to pick their lip up. You got to get ready to go to war. Because if you want peace, prepare for war.
I like it.
I like it, and I want to go back to, what do you mean pick your lip off? Like, quit sulking about your playing time on the power play this last month. We're getting ready for war.
It's time to buy in.
Prepare for war.
It's time to buy in.
Don't worry about the playoff. You're part of a team. We're making a run.
Yeah, yeah.
Are those guys visible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always... Listen, we don't know. Patty Kane could be a little bit... I know Scotty sent me a clip of, like, the...
Showtime.
Yeah. Well, he scored a nice goal, finally. Okay? He could be a little bit sulky right now. You never fucking know. You never know. But it doesn't matter. All that needs to go away, and you need to buy in.
Okay.
You know what LeBron said to Kevin Love?
What?
Fit in or fit out. That's kind of your tone right now.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting that you would solidify such a fucking
fit in
important yeah. conversation that we're having with a LeBron quote.
Well, I thought it fit. No,
say it again.
In Quick Shift.
Fit in or fit out.
Fit in or fit out. Okay, interesting.
You don't like it.
You might get some comments on that one at Quick Shift Pod, visible on YouTube.
Action Park Media YouTube. Taparooney that. Subscribe button.
Yeah, there you go.
And maybe comment.
Yeah, if you don't.
Maybe give us a thumbs up.
Say something nice, baby.
Say it again. If you don't fit in.
Fit out.
Fit out. You're saying a version.
Sean kind of likes it.
You're saying a version.
Sean kind of likes it.
Are you comparing my version to LeBron's?
No, it's like, I like the lip, right? The quivering lip thing. All right, so okay, whatever. It didn't go great this season, but it's a whole, it's game one. Right, it's a whole new season.
Yeah, I'm saying. Well, yeah, but also not just that. No. You need a couple of warm ups. You need not warmies. No, warmies. You need a final push. Like your last six games need to be seven games. I don't like using seven, but that's what the series are going to be. You got to tighten the fucking ship. Mm-hmm. All right, you got to clean the deck. You got to make sure you are ready for war. Because if you want peace, prepare for war.
I like it. I like it.
What do we got, Scotty?
I mean, it's been a hectic week in the NHL. A lot of fights. I went to find...
Is that because guys are preparing for war?
I think they are. They're putting the battle helmets on.
Right. Like it starts... Let's see who's tough.
Buckle up the chin strap.
Uh-huh. See who's ready for a run. Yep. Let's see who's ready for a run.
just going back... A call back to a previous episode. We were talking about memos from the NHL about fighting.
Absolutely.
So I go to NHL YouTube page to grab the Ottawa... Philly game, because there's a lot of fights, a lot of action in this.
Are you about to hit us with a memo?
Do you have a memo? You have an actual receipt.
Well, there's about four or five fights in this game. Not one of them on the YouTube highlight package. Full games.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that the deep state not wanting to promote the violence in the game?
I think it might be.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get a memo?
I think they did.
Interesting.
The social team got a memo.
No fights in the clips. No fights.
You've flipped over to our side.
No, I have not. I've always said that the NHL was promoting the memo. You guys said that they're not sending out memos.
He's heavy memo.
I'm heavy memo.
Scotty's heavy memo.
Are you sure? You remember that?
Yeah, he believes that there's actual memos. Like, I'm trying to figure out, are we speaking memos figuratively?
Memos
or?
To the refs.
Right, but
hey,
now,
like, if you can
emails,
break up a fight before it happens,
like
break
in an
up
email,
the fight.
Or does that happen in a meeting with the boss before a series?
It's probably an email.
Well, it's not just to the refs, because you're now saying it's infiltrated NHL.com.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a feeder system.
It's a league-wide memo.
Interesting.
Or maybe it's separate memos. Maybe the social team got a separate memo.
Could be separate memos.
Yeah. Hopefully there's not this many paper trails and they're doing it in a some way other than memos.
I'd like to see an email.
I don't want to spend too much time on it, but even if that memo gets leaked.
Let's go.
Okay.
Somebody send me a memo. DM a memo to.
All right. So like I said, a lot of action here in the Philly Senators game.
Yeah.
The glass, so we gotta find it center. He's the
goal scorer, power play guy, little guy.
Wow,
he's throwing him around.
Oh, the way that he dropped his chin on that last one.
Whoa!
Just a haymaker.
Ferry coming back, and there was another one from DeBrincat. And Ferry comes right back in.
Big right, get shot off.
But DeBrincat, not a guy who usually drops the mitts.
You know what I love? Good little stat. You know what I love after a fight? I love when both players do a nice hop. When they hop to their into their first step,
they hop into the first step.
Sean,
let me ask you a question. Whenever you see, what's the equipment you want to adjust if you get the second before the square up? Like when you see guys, what are they pulling the elbow pads?
So what you want to do is you want to get your sleeve above your elbow pad as quick as possible. Now, there's a rule in the NHL now where you're not, you're not actually allowed to have your jersey above your elbow pad while you play. Some guys did things like they hem their jersey so that they were looser at the sleeve. Okay, so they get that elbow pad off. You see the famous Brad May or whoever was just yank and get that elbow pad off. That's the thing that you want. You want that. Okay.
Haymakers in this one.
Elbow motion. You need that.
You want to be able to get your sleeve out of your jersey.
Okay.
The jersey is the enemy in the fight. All right. How do you control the jersey is generally how you control the fight. You can throw bombs quickly and go toe-to-toe, but whoever's got the jersey game wins the fight.
Interesting.
So you're saying that's for more, what is it, movability? I thought it was more of a style thing to roll the sleeves up.
You didn't fight much, right?
I didn't fight much, no.
No. Do you fight in the roller hockey league that you play in?
No, I don't, but we got a segment coming up that maybe we can touch on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's about as simple as this. Get your arm out of the jersey so you can so you have more mobility to throw and less jersey for the guy to hold your arm.
What about Cooch? He's not a fighter. He rolls them up.
Well, Cooch is actually the only guy in the league that I think they allow to do that.
Yeah.
And he rolls them up obnoxiously high.
Yeah, short sleeves.
And from a style standpoint, yeah, he looks cool. He looks great. I did it as well.
Sean, in the square off position, aside from the elbow pad, is there anything else you can do to potentially prepare yourself for tilt?
Tilties?
Am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say tilt?
You could say tilt. Goddamn right. Not tilties. But yeah,
I would never.
What's wrong with the tilties?
Tilties. Which just goes back to a next episode. Just goes back to the last episode.
Let's get into this next crap.
But hold on, real quick. What else can you do, Sean, to get a hand up? Is there anything else, or is that really it?
Well, I'd like to see both of these guys square up like gladiators and take their fucking helmets off.
Right. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay. I mean, DeLaurier, these guys are tough.
I mean, these guys are big, bro.
And always those lefts.
44 is a number where he could break your jaw with 44.
Scott.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Low hockey IQ.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Oh, big ones. This guy had two fights in one game, correct?
He does. It's coming up right now.
Okay. Oh.
He still wants more.
Oh, DeLaurier. Yeah, you don't want that smoke. Here we go. Love this guy.
Yep.
Love this guy. Back. Look at him. No, they go again.
Back to backs.
No memos.
You're kidding me.
They did not get the memos.
Oh, this is a fucking savage.
I believe he has the most fighting penalty minutes in the league this
year. This guy's too tough for the league. That is awesome. That's old school. That is old school.
Does Tortorella like that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the protocol? Like, how bad does it have to be to take your... What's the upside of taking your helmet off? Is it just more respectable?
I believe there's a rule now where they get 10-minute misconduct.
Oh, if they take it off.
I think so. I could be making that up, but it's something crazy. Oh, how jacked is this guy in the box with him?
He's on those smelling salts. Oh, look at that.
Little box banter.
But they look really mad at each other.
What the fuck's Watson saying?
He's very upset.
DeLaurier looks like he could be on Vikings or one of those Netflix shows.
You don't want that
shows.
Smoke. You don't want that smoke.
No. Look at that savage. Let's go.
What are you looking at?
Yeah. Shut up, Watson.
All right, then we kick it over to the Bruins game against the Blue Jackets. And then it just makes us want to play that much harder in front of them.
So, you know, it's really unique what those guys have built. And I give them a ton of credit. Yeah.
That's a playoff hit. Oh, how about the fucking... Come on, nephew. They apologize to each other there.
Got the helmet there. Yeah, that's why you want to unbuckle it. Look at it flapping around like that.
Ooh.
Gonna knock himself out.
Ooh, I love guys that just battle back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you ever apologize to somebody on the ice, Sean?
God, no. Oh, never? Yeah. No, I must have. It's some. Yeah, if I hit a guy,
little shin tap maybe.
If you, in the old days, you apologize if you hit a guy in the face with a puck. That's what you apologized for. Anything else?
But no fighting stuff.
No. He's a little bit of a. He's a weird looking kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So this game had a couple fights, too.
He's a weird-looking kid.
same fight, though.
Yeah, same fight. This is just a replay back.
Yeah,
I mean, good battle.
Good battle. That helmet, you get that helmet caught.
Boy, was his jersey not tied down?
That's a penalty also if you're
Well, you
not
get thrown
down.
Out of the game.
Yeah, this guy's loving it.
You get thrown out of the game.
You do?
Yeah.
Without having a tie down?
Yep.
Interesting. So I'll tell you the trick, okay? What we used to do is we would have our tie down, but we would cut the strap on our pants so that after the fight, if somebody said he's not tied down, the refs would check our jersey. The tie down would be clipped, but we snipped the part of the pant that it wraps around. So you were just, and you'd say, well, it ripped in the fight.
Interesting.
You understand?
Yeah.
You could sell that. It was like, oh, I didn't do that.
Oh, here we go.
Gave way.
So Sean was talking about his fight strap here. Bergeron took a cross check to the face. Whoa. So this is all in rebuttal to Bergeron taking one in the face.
Whoa.
We'll show the replay.
All these fights
here.
Are?
What do you mean?
This is all retaliation or ripple effect.
I believe the one we just watched was before Bergeron.
I need accurate information if you're going to give it to me. But this was the retaliatory.
This was and they're going to show it back here. It's pretty egregious.
Shame on this kid.
Pretty egregious.
For getting one punched.
Yeah, I bet Frederick was in our past. Frederick was in our past episode. This guy's just dropping people lately.
Dude.
Is this guy landing on the radar as somebody that can one punch someone?
I mean, it seems that way.
That was embarrassing. Look at this guy, Peterson.
Oh yes, Scotty, he's a recurring character on Quick Shift.
Ooh. Let me tell you something. Ooh. That
this
guy,
Frederick kid, is vicious.
Yeah. That he is vicious. That was the most controlled one punch. That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah,
eyes open the whole time.
This guy must have been a handful of.
So here's the Bergeron cross check. Boom, right there.
Right now, I'm going to beat up four of your guys.
Yeah. All right. I'd like to see the punch again. Could I see that again, real quick?
We can see it again.
Frederick.
Imagine getting on this guy's wrong side in high school or at a high school, but the cafeteria or something. He's going to get fucking dropped.
He's
right?
Big boned.
Look at him.
Look at how hungry he is. Boom.
I honestly think the slow mo makes it look not as vicious as it actually was.
Whoa.
Right,
this guy's a
throat
killer.
Punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like this guy.
Frederick.
Freddy.
Where's he from? Can we pull up a little, you know what?
Great name.
Pull up a little info.
Yeah, I'd love to know where this kid's from. I'm going to go out on a limb.
What's his first
name?
You don't
think that's a bad cross check to the face on Bergeron?
Tough
Anybody
Canadian
know his first
kid.
Name?
Tough Canadian kid. No, I don't.
Frederick.
No idea. Number Frederick? 11. Frederick.
Okay, got it.
I don't know either.
Obviously, I'm not that much of a fan.
I mean, I think it's a European type of name.
Boston's your team?
Yeah. I want to...
Say a guy's name on Tampa, I'll tell you his first name.
I don't really want to go into like a quiz show here.
Kucherov.
All right, so this is...
I believe it's actually Nikolai, not Nikita.
We'll see what you guys think of this idea. I want to get the QSP audience Frederick. More involved. I want them to send in their clips. Now, it could be from Men's League. It could be like, hey, rate my style type of thing. It could be just a question for Sean. But DM your videos to Quick Shift Pod.
Yeah, we'll break them down?
We'll break them down.
And we'll break down some of our fans' videos.
Tell me this kid's first name again, Kevin.
Trent Frederick.
Oh, he's tough.
By the way, first rounder.
Trent Frederick. Where's he from?
He is from...
Forged in Steel.
He is
Trent.
Canadian.
Fucking... Hi, I'm Trent Frederick.
Yeah. St. Louis, Missouri.
Really?
American made.
Wow, love it.
American made
Midwestern
steel.
Made. 6'2", 203 pounds.
God damn
Center
right.
Shoots left. First rounder, 29th overall, Boston.
There you go. Made big, in American steel.
Big Blues fan growing up. Interesting.
Huh. Hmm. So was I.
Trent Frederick. Yeah. I like it. All right, Scotty. Yeah. So, yeah, send him in.
So I'm going to kick it off because I want you guys to review one of my videos. Just get the ball rolling. We cool with that? You look, I mean, pretty judgmental.
I'm not being judgmental. I mean, it's in the package, right?
It's in the package. Yeah, I mean, we got to do it. All right.
We're breaking. Okay. Hold on a sec. Press pause. Press pause.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Are you going to set the clip up? What are we watching?
Did you take a running start? And where is this? What year?
So this is, I don't know what year I am here. Sophomore.
Okay. Sophomore year in Arizona.
Sophomore, yeah. Junior, maybe. This is club hockey. Played club college hockey. Okay. Could have probably gone and played.
So it's like you and Grinnelli, you guys are trying to legitimize club hockey as like real hockey? You were on a team that yes. You're on the club team, bro.
But I mean, there's only I think there's 40 max D1 teams in the country. It's not like basketball. There's not a million D1 teams.
I don't have full context for what the difference between club and whatever is.
Exactly my point.
Explain I don't have context it to him. For it.
So NCAA is right. D1.
Correct.
Club is called ACHA. And you don't pay to play or anything like that. But a lot of programs don't have the funding to have a rink that can do both women's and men's. So the club aspect is easier to do. Now, club hockey can compete with NCAA D3 easily. We've done it. People have beaten D3 teams.
I'm not debating, but D3 is not D1.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not.
D3 is almost club.
But club hockey has evolved tremendously in the past five years.
Like I said at the top.
Since the pandemic.
Yes.
Like I said at the top, you and Grinnelli are trying to legitimize hockey.
Schools like Arizona State, they dominated club hockey for 4 years. They make the jump to NCAA Division I. Now they have one of the best programs.
So from club hockey, you could go to the show?
You can get promoted.
College show?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about funding. Funding in Title IX is the toughest part for college hockey.
Interesting how he threw that in there for you, right?
It is. That's really crowdsourcing. The drawback.
I'll tell you what, though, Scotty. I love the creativity, and I love this segment.
All right,
I agree. So let's watch it. Yeah, all right. I just wanted to know what it was.
Why'd you take a running start?
Big
just pull that back.
Well, I like. I go back again.
Okay.
I like the hot dog a little bit on my
it's
on my
warmies.
Skate out. It's my it's
for
fucking
Scotty.
Warmies.
This is warmies. Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, a powerful little stride, only two strides, really.
Looked a little labored, those first couple ones, like you didn't actually get your foot over your other foot.
No.
Like it was a more of a chop.
No, it's big strides. Uh-huh. Kind of like Eichel strides, if you will.
Reminiscent Ike of an Eichel. Kids,
yes.
By the way, pretty decent crowd.
Yeah, I mean, we average like 3,500, 4,000 fans a game.
By the way, that's a pretty decent-sized barn.
When we would play ASU, we'd sell out 7,500.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
Go look up University of Arizona club hockey. It's one of the coolest atmospheres in college hockey.
All right,
truly. I'll take your word for it.
Go look up. Go look up the Memorial Cup finals in any Canadian junior rink.
Okay.
Well, a little bit different.
It's all relative.
A little bit different.
All right.
It's all relative.
All right. So we go into some clips here of men's league. So, like I said, trying to promote people to send in their men's league clips.
These are your clips?
I grabbed them off the internet. They're not my personal men's clips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a Scott package.
Failed opportunity.
It's not a Scott.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
So the first thing I noticed in this clip is number 18, clearly a woman. So this is a co-ed league.
Got a problem with that?
Jesus.
No, I have no problem with it. And after the video completes, I'll let you know why.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm nervous. Did somebody send this in?
I'm changing it up. No, this is off of YouTube.
What in the fuck are we watching here?
Boom.
Oh. Co-ed league.
So
guys,
the point
not
of,
taking liberties.
The point of me saying co-ed league is co-ed league should probably be pretty relaxed environment. Go out there, burn some calories, have some fun.
Holy shit.
You're not allowed to do this in the Quebec National League.
You start doing this type of shit in a co-ed league, you're a fucking joke.
And you push the ref.
Look at the wave from the ref. See ya.
Oh,
see you
my
later.
God. This is amazing. See how quick his jersey came off?
So here's the next one. It's also like...
Is this so we're talking co-ed hockey here.
No, this one's just men's, I believe.
Well, I saw another ponytail.
Okay, so maybe... Yep, there it is. Co-ed again.
She's getting in front of the net.
And here we go. Assault.
Oh, my God.
You can go to jail for that.
Oh, this goalie had fucking... He wanted it.
I mean, is there any job worse than men's league referee? Can
Why
you
would you
doing
do
that?
It?
Why this would you is do it? 20 crazy. Bucks a game.
Oh, he just gave him the...
and you're a child.
Is that a big no-no?
I mean, it's just, come
it's
on,
not
bro.
Great, right?
It's not great. It's not great.
Yeah.
Now your boy's got to pick up all the pucks.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, look at this guy. This poor bastard. He's definitely the captain. So that's a segment idea. So if you guys have men's league clips or just questions for Sean or Kev, send it to
don't,
a quick shift pod.
Don't miss an opportunity to ask the best roller hockey player in LA.
I guess that's a valid point. I guess it's a valid point.
Two definite different perspectives.
Different perspectives. Sure. Yeah. So DM us your videos to quick shift pod on Instagram or TikTok.
You think you get any videos?
What's that?
You think you get any videos?
Oh, I think we get a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Like, watch my end-to-end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There'll be stuff like that. There'll be stuff that's swinging your stick into the goalie's head. We'll get a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah. All right. Would you like me to read this?
Yeah, if you can.
This is do or die for the Panthers right now.
Well, tee it up a little bit.
All right. So, Keith Tkachuk, legendary, you know, arguably, you could say, invented the power forward role. I mean, the modern day one, right? He was one hell of a player.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
USA.
Yes, absolutely.
The Olympics, the World Cups, a true warrior.
Did he get a ring?
I don't think Keith Tkachuk ever
won a Stanley
Cup. I hate
to be hung up on rings, but I'm curious. He might have gotten one at the end.
Dave, back in the booth, if you can do some research on these, that'd be helpful.
I don't believe he got a ring, Kev.
Right. He might have missed the boat on but that.
But
whatever, we're not judging.
Pointing that out. We're this is do or die for Panthers right now. Keith told First Up with Korolnek and Koliakovo.
Nice.
I watched them the other night, and I know I am staying at Brady's house, and Brady's team played really well. They have some jam, and, you know, I'm a little disappointed with the Panthers. They are a soft team, and they are getting everything they deserve right now. To continue on that point, Tkachuk said the Panthers, to snap their losing streak in Toronto, they need to bring a little more toughness to their game. Instead of trying to get autographs on the ice from Matthews and Marner, he said, they probably should check them a little harder. Whatever it is disappointing. I know I sound like a frustrated person, but I know every time I come and watch Ottawa, they may not be the most talented team, but they're going to play hard.
Fuck yeah.
No title.
Interesting position for a dad to take to really pin the boys against each other. Mm-hmm. One, like, what do you think?
By the way, were people trying to get autographs from Marner and Matthews?
I think he's saying
it's like a jersey swap type of deal, I think. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hold
like
on a second.
But with 5 minutes left in the third period, you're like, oh, man.
No, in the end of the game, they go up.
Boston.
What's up?
Right, but you start planting. You're saying that they're already on vacation too soon.
Kevin, please let me answer this question. What I just heard come out of your mouth about a jersey swap, okay? What he's saying, because he's an old school G, he's making fun of, like, hey, let's not go out there and tap sticks and ask for autographs.
Yeah, we're not
let's
friends go. Here.
So there was no real fucking jersey swap.
Oh, no, I totally disagree. At the end of games, guys are doing that shit, whether it's on the ice after the game or behind closed doors in the locker room in the hallway, guys are doing that shit.
No, but what Sean is saying is that in the
I get what Sean's saying.
Right, but, I mean, it, but you know, Scotty, they're not doing that. Guys aren't swapping jerseys. If they're doing it, they're doing it at the All-Star game. They're doing it 3 times a year at different points. They're not doing it during the regular season.
So you think the NFL and the NBA, that's a different entity?
They act like it's not really a sport.
You don't think hockey guys do that ever?
Not a fucking chance. Okay. Every once in a while, like maybe Sid says to the trainer in Washington, hey, I can you give me those Ovi sticks for the golf tournament
this
summer?
Right, I got to get so-and-so for the charity thing. I promised my mom whatever ABC.
Yeah, this isn't a fucking pandemic of jersey swap.
Maybe it's not a jersey swap, but let me get that stick is equivalent to me as let me get that jersey.
I've never heard a guy ask another guy for a stick off a face-off.
I'm not saying off the face-off. After the game is over.
It just went from during the game to now after the game. How are you going to ask him after the game?
Know, I never said that.
What Sean, listen, obviously, in general, the whole culture has gotten a little bit back in the day, is what he's saying. You know,
back
if you
in the
hear
day,
if you hear like
happen.
Islander war stories, like Clark Gillies and Bobby Nystrom weren't talking to you during a series. Like maybe if you caught up at a charity event after, but it's wartime.
Could not be more on the same page as you guys in regards to the old generation, the new Gen Zers. You don't think people are going up and Zegers, let me get a stick.
I already said this, and I'm trying to wrap this up without getting in a wormhole of your bullshit. There's no fucking jersey swaps going on.
All right,
bro.
I'll take your word
like
for
you're
it.
Saying
you played
there's
in
no
the NHL.
Physical jersey swaps happening
right
now.
No. Yep. No.
Okay. All right.
Unless it's like a thing of, like, you know, Sid is best friends with a guy that plays on another team. Like, hey, don't forget the trainer. Hey, don't forget to get that to so-and-so for his charity event.
It's yeah, but also the jerseys are all numbered and they all get sold after. You're not getting jerseys. You're getting sticks. Maybe you're getting a pair of gloves.
Why did I strike a nerve with you on this so much?
Because you're just so adamant that you know what the fuck's going on.
Because I see it on fucking ESPN all the time with NBA and NFL. I just assumed NHL guys are
right.
probably
you know what
doing
I
the
see?
Same
Yo,
thing.
You know
did
what I see
Sid and
on the
Ovechkin
news?
Change jerseys
probably,
the other night?
Probably.
You know what I see on the news every day? I see propaganda and warfare. I don't believe any of it.
Okay. Well, let's move on before Sean beats the shit out of me. This is Panthers and Maple Leafs the other night.
Oh, I hope you have the Mitch Marner pass here.
That was just it.
No.
The overtime pass? You don't have it?
No, I don't have that in. But this is for a different purpose. Connolly and I were talking the other night, and Connolly has some ideas for the league. So I wanted to, during this goal review, have Connolly bring up some ideas he's
got.
What do
you got, Kevin?
Tread lightly.
By the way, has anyone noticed the TikTok stickers on the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I noticed it because I thought it's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
But I also love the coach going ballistic here.
I'm like, how lucky are they that they got to get TikTok?
Out of all the fucking things,
how did
they
the Rangers
TikTok?
Not get TikTok?
I don't know.
How did the Kings
you like
not
it?
Get, well, if I had to have something on, I'd prefer to have TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'll take
lie.
TikTok over milk.
So here's my my question. So
how's
I believe,
that drink,
and,
by the
and
way?
Listen, any,
Johnny.
Any
put
hockey,
Johnny Walker in my helmet.
Any hockey purist, don't be mad at me. I'm simply putting the questions out there, okay? So my first thing is I think if your blade is on the ice, you should be able to kick the puck into the net.
I agree.
Am I crazy?
I agree.
I would agree.
We agree?
I agree. Where did this come from?
Well, we started talking about rules, and yep. What started with Scotty and I, the Islanders-Capitals game.
That's offside.
Here it is. And this is, I think, will be in play. If there's a minute left in a 5-minute overtime, 3-on-3, if there's a minute left and you take a 2-minute penalty with 10 seconds left, you got to play out that power play with 4-on-3.
You're goddamn right.
Love the idea.
Where'd you come up with this stuff?
It's just been bugging me. Yeah. Well, it happened the other night. The Islanders need the 2 points.
Beautiful.
25 seconds left. You take a penalty because why not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Genius idea.
Beautiful.
Fair enough.
I like
so
it.
So you got the kick, and then here's the one that everybody hates. Yep.
Well, hang on. Go offsides first.
All right, let's talk about the offsides. I get it. We're looking at this. That was offsides, right?
Yeah.
But when something happens,
Jesus, look at those
3 minutes
under.
Three minutes go by. You score a goal, mm-hmm. and then it gets called off on an entry play that happened 2 minutes ago. Do you think there should be an expiring clock on the offsides for the review? Do you understand the question?
I don't.
So he's saying, like, when you cross the blue line, and then there's a possession of time in the offensive zone for, like, 3 minutes because they didn't blow the play yet, and then you reverse the clock back 3 minutes, and you go, that was offside.
That was offside. Remember that play 3 minutes ago?
I agree. Time should go back on the clock.
The goal, if they don't blow the whistle within
30 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, it's a good. Yeah, yeah. Then no matter what they see on the replay, it's a goal.
Or it's not. It's a goal.
All right. I like that. Right. I like that.
All right. And then my last one. Mm-hmm. Last one that nobody's going to be on board with. Nobody. I think you play the net behind the net.
I couldn't agree more.
What?
The net behind the net. Yeah, you're goddamn right. You know what?
Keep
everybody
the game
look
moving.
Up there.
If you're going to do that, why not just make the plexiglass 30 feet high?
Because that's a different thing, because you could then play it. You could play it off the glass. You can't play it off the
glass. It also defies science, and you need it to only be a certain height so that the boards
hit
move.
Against it.
Yeah, Scotty, right, please.
Sorry that you're a fucking scientist,
well,
bro.
Well, I just know the game.
You got so much venom.
Hockey IQ.
You got so much venom in you today. What happened to Zen? What happened to Zenny Avery's? What happened to Pup?
He had a couple auditions today. Pup had a couple auditions.
Pup had a couple of fucking self-tapies.
He's firing. God knows what character he's playing.
You're right.
Pulled me out of a very important
game. Well, Kev, I think that went pretty well.
I think I closed it.
I think that went pretty well.
I think I'm going to get kickback on the net thing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I think you're going to get a little bit of kickback on the net thing. Yes.
So,
push back.
Sean, here's, I don't know if he's defined as your guy here, but Drysdale.
Yeah, he's my guy.
With another one.
He's my guy.
I mean, come on.
What a pass.
He's not your guy.
What a fucking pass.
In a fit of rage in a previous episode, you said, who knows what this Drysdale looks like without
McDavid. Right.
You said that.
Yeah.
No, you said, we don't know what that looks like. That's what you said. He's not your guy.
And I could have been implying what you're implying, but I'll tell you what, he's my guy because...
he's your guy now after these saucies.
He saw this play happen before it happened. Watch him. He knows. Boom, boom. I mean, that is, high level shit.
Yeah.
Has anyone benefited more than Evander Kane?
No. That guy hit the lottery.
Talk about a fucking lifeline.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. Lifeline's got himself 30 goals or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, he can score.
He can finish.
So here it is. McDavid for his 300th goal.
You want to know
always with style.
Always with style.
You want to know the level of skill and security and actually arrogance he has. He slows down on this. He takes a little peep over his shoulder and goes, "Oh, I got three strides. Let me slow this train down and really do it well on my 300."
You know where that comes from?
Let me ask you this, because you know McDavid won't say it. McDavid, but does he catch that pass? No, he's going straight to the net and go, "This is 300. Let me make it flashy."
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Oh, no way.
Watch it.
I disagree.
Right there. Right there. There was the look.
299, watch 300. Boom.
Oh, all of a sudden his feet stop moving. You know what?
Do you think he dialed it up for 300? Is what I'm saying?
You know why he can do that? The separation ability. He's like, no one's fucking catching me.
By the way, he scores these beautiful. His 60th was a work of art.
Yeah.
His 300th is a breakaway.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. What do you think they're doing with every single stick?
That because McDavid scores with?
He just scored his 61st with it. That stick, I could see they kept him. They let him play it.
Mm-hmm.
But those sticks are going somewhere after the game.
Yeah.
Every point and every goal.
Charity.
Assist. Those sticks are getting banked. You remember Gretzky's basement?
Yeah.
Wayne.
Oh, it's crazy.
Walter had every stick.
I'll throw it in behind the video.
So hopefully they're doing that with Connor because those sticks are fucking, that's history.
I was going to say, I'm sure he's keeping the history twigs.
I would just send them all off to charity.
Yeah.
Unless it was a ring.
So this one goes away from the normal the normal packages here. I wanted to go deep state. I wanted to get a little political here because Sean loves the politics.
I know YouTube has got a big platform. I can't even look at this, bro. It makes me so uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable too. I'm not trying to get anyone assassinated.
It's Vladimir Putin. He loves the game.
It makes me uncomfortable.
He loves the game.
Listen,
I'll tell you what.
I get it. The guy's a lunatic killer, whatever or not, whatever, no politics. But if you're Vladimir Putin, you go like, listen, I'm not trying to tell you to play like I'm game seven, but try to act.
I mean, that was Slava Fetisov,
I
believe.
I would tell you, don't embarrass me like that.
Well, what do you do when you're pulling the sticks and you find out that you're on the opposite side of Putin?
I would challenge
him. Why can't I be on the line?
I think challenge him a little bit. That was a terrible. Who is that guy, number six? That was a terrible defensive.
Putin's been a yes man for so long. He's going, I just burned that guy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Scotty.
You want me to tell you the most interesting part of this whole thing? If you could just rewind it, Scotty.
Let's let it play.
Look at what these old school Russian guys look like.
Yeah.
They're scary, dude.
Yeah.
No, I don't want you to let it play because the first goal, they looked like it was all the killers on the ice.
Sean, he had 7 goals.
The Fetisov, Bure's out there. That's Pavel Bure.
Letting that one
backdoor.
Sweet little saucy there.
Backdoor.
Backdoor saucy to Pootie.
Backdoor sauce from Bure.
On the bench, do you call him Pootie?
Poots.
I don't know what they call him.
Pooter?
Poots?
President, probably, I hope. Oh, fuck.
And down he goes.
Holy shit. Who's watching him?
I mean, he burns that rug immediately after.
Look at Pavel Bure, number 10, with the black blades. This is incredible.
Great clip, Scott. Yeah. Jesus.
So then we go in. This happened the other day.
Hold on.
Fuck. Before you go on,
listen. Put yourself, you're Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
You're Putin. Mm-hmm. You're Russia, bro. You're the guy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be offended by that?
No, because I think he's so clueless that he really does not understand that people aren't
Scotty,
trying.
He's a world leader, bro. He's leading a
he's
fucking
a yes
war.
Man.
Something happens to really successful people when they're put in a situation.
You think Obama would be like, if somebody tried to guard Obama like that in the White House, Obama... Sean, whatever.
I don't think Obama wants MJ to really play that hard.
Doesn't
against
want him,
him
to play, but he doesn't want to get embarrassed
also two,
like
also
that.
Also, two very different countries.
Hold on a second.
I think someone might fucking D up Obama.
We're
that's what I'm saying. And I think Obama would appreciate a little defense. He's not looking for Patrick Beverly, but he wants somebody to play him. That's stupid.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure he does.
I
don't think he wants MJ's smoke turned up. I don't think he wants Beverly.
He doesn't want anybody's smoke turned up, but if you're playing pickup, guard your guy.
Guard your guy.
Throw a hand.
So you're saying do a half-ass, like do
I
a...
I mean, if
do
I,
a,
by the way, whoever let me beat him like that on defense would get I would ask for a meeting. And I'd say, you ever fucking humiliate me like that again, you'd be better off fucking cross-checking me in the face.
But Kev, that's either you want the smoke or you don't.
Yep.
But there's little smoke. Make them believe it.
You can't ask these former warriors like Slava Fetisov and Pavel Bure.
So is that what it is?
Tailor the smoke.
Okay, right. Great. I appreciate that. Then Scotty, yeah. he knows.
He knows.
And it's what do you call it?
A psyop?
Like, no. It's an exhibition.
It's a psyop.
He's supposed to score. He doesn't. Scotty, to your point, I promise you, he's not getting back to the bench.
What do you think about this
psyop?
Did
you see that fucking sick 5-hole?
Is.
No, he's not.
Guys, can we get on to the next
psyop? No, but hold on. I want to hear what you're telling me that Putin gets past Fetisov and puts it in the back of the net.
I labeled that one.
He's like, I fucking murdered that. Anybody else see that?
Yes.
We get that rolling. He knows it's an exhibition. No way he thinks he beat that
you
guy
know what?
For that goal.
I've never known somebody that has the codes to the nuke, so I'm not really sure how they're built.
That's stupid, bro. He knows that he didn't beat the best guy that plays for his country. Keep it rolling.
All right, so this is Biden the other day. I believe he's at Parliament.
Our labor unions
giving
cross borders. So do our sports leagues. Baseball, basketball, hockey. Listen to this, hockey. I have to say, I like your teams except the Leafs.
Ooh, that's a double whammy for Shawnee King.
It's
a
pop.
Look at all these fucking shills standing, clapping.
What's this?
Look at Trudeau on the floor there. This is disgusting, Scotty.
Wait, no,
this is a disgrace.
They beat the Flyers back in January. That's why.
What the fuck is he talking
about?
He
goes, I don't like the Leafs because they beat the Flyers back in January.
Is that true?
I don't. We got to fact check him.
I'm guessing the speechwriter threw that one in there.
Right. That's who has
it. Like, listen, I'm going to hit you with a little zinger.
Who gets the punchline?
Kevin. Kevin.
Who's in the cabinet coming up with those masterpieces?
Why pick February then?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Bro.
Because he's
from. I saw
the
clip just like you for the first time.
Wait, who did he say they beat?
That the Leafs beat the Flyers back in January.
And Working Man Joe, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
As if there's like 16 games.
Yes.
As if there's like 16 games. Right. Like, beat you in that
Scranton,
snow game.
Pennsylvania. Hey, Joey, my dad told me, Joey boy, you never beat that home team. I mean, what the fuck was that?
But
that was crazy.
If he's going to go for that joke, why don't you say, I don't like the Leafs because they aren't winners and they can't. If I was Trump, he goes, I don't like non-winners.
Right, that's what happens when you can't win a cup.
Exactly.
That's what happens. You can lose your audience because you can't win a cup.
Like
it doesn't matter where you pay. You got a big payroll. Scotty hates my Trump.
No, I love
way,
Trump.
I did, dude, my Trump. I did my.
It's a good Trump.
You've kept
Trump,
that hidden.
My Trump on victory. I got it one this morning. Morning.
Right.
People
right.
say mean things to me.
But you know what?
Hurt
politics
my feelings.
Moves
I'm like,
the needle.
But I wasn't trying to move the needle, bro. I'm just doing an impression.
Scotty, let's keep it going because you're almost out of gas there in your drink.
It's true. It's getting low.
What is this hashtag?
So this is Ovi's office.
Oh.
Oh, you can say Ovi.
Okay.
I just think it's a crazy clip.
Oh. Just standing up. Straight
20,
legger.
25. Like, how much can I move? How much
look
can
at
I
this.
Move?
Good clip, Scotty.
How much can I move?
He just took a giant breath there.
Look at
he knows I got to check
and
in with him.
Stop it.
Right.
Destroyed.
Right. I know I got to. I can't leave him.
Can't
Scott
leave.
Wilson, regardless of what anyone ever says about you, mm-hmm. that is one of the greatest clips I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I would like to watch
that might
it
be
again.
My that might be my first compliment on QSP.
Well, not only that, I get a lot of people. I get people calling me, asking mm-hmm. me about you guys. I'm like, yeah, they're friends, I think.
Scotty, great pull.
Thank you, Sean.
I like the positivity, Sean. Good for you.
Scotty? This is incredible.
Look at him. He's not even...
He's not even moving.
Did you see the breath? He took a deep breath.
Game over.
Was that the end of the game?
No, I don't think so.
Holy fuck.
So just staying on Ovi a little bit. Hallway stuff in the NHL now.
So
it's getting a little Gen Z. It's kind of reminiscent of jersey trading, in my opinion. What do we
No, because they're not jersey trading. They're talking to the, he's getting his
I'm
own team
I'm saying
fired
that
up.
The fact they do this type of shit, clearly for the TikTok, clearly for the social media, a jersey trade after the game, it probably happens.
It's
but I don't even
infection.
Want to fucking...
It's an infection. Guy. It's an infection, okay? It started with Ryan Reeves, and he got some clicks, and they got viral. It's
I
gross.
Thank God fucking Ovi gives a fuck. And I called him Ovi.
Yep.
Yeah, Ovi does not give a fuck.
Ovi transcends. He's
so,
fine.
Again, a little
he can
bit
do anything.
A little bit different. I wanted to see if you had any moments as you were coming up to the show ECHL game.
Is that a bald eagle?
That is a condor. So holy the team
fuck.
The team is the condor. This guy brings out the condor for the anthem.
I was an honorary coach for the Condors.
Were you really?
I had a jersey.
Okay. Nice.
Look at that beautiful
bird. I sat behind the bench.
I mean, the beautiful birds, he's on his own.
No.
Own plane here.
No. The bird is gone.
Get
hey,
it.
Easy, bro. Fuck.
It's not the bird's fault. Right?
No. Yeah.
And like you said,
Sean. Oh my God.
And I mean,
by the way, way to play through.
She kept through it.
Gamer. She probably didn't see it. Where was she?
Unbelievable.
She saw it.
It was in her eye line.
By the way, in her eye line.
Whoa. Is that the game?
She fell again. Is that a replay? Please
believe,
tell me that's a replay.
I believe it is the Water second back. Fall.
Holy shit.
I've been to that building.
Look at the beautiful mane on that fucking bird.
So I threw it in because, Sean, you were like, MSG, anthem. That's when you're fucking gearing up. Could you imagine if this happens?
I would be ready to go.
You'd be ready to go?
This is incredible.
By the way, what league do the Condors play in?
I think it's the ECHL.
Okay.
Guys, the bird is still fucking going.
Yeah, he's still off. He's still off. The handler has lost full control here.
Is that?
Whoa! Into the benches.
Hey!
Look at the guys. They're like, I'm out of here.
Fucking wild.
Yeah.
Is that bird declawed?
Probably not.
Condor is a predator, yes?
Yes.
Is a condor a predator?
It's not like a vulture, but I would give
it's
it credit. I would give
it's a high-end vulture.
I mean, you would think that a condor as your team mascot's got a little
it's
bit of viciousness
fucking,
to them.
That is right, incredible. Right,
it's not a field mouse.
It's not, yeah. It's not a chickadee. It's not a chickadee.
You want to hope it has a little spunk,
yes.
Right? If it's your team name, like
you want to fear the bird.
Well, it's like, oh, we're the Condors. We're plant based, right? You don't want a plant based.
Yeah, they're not eating seed.
Holy fuck! What a clip!
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A great clip.
What was the clip that I commented that was great before this one?
The OV in his office.
You guys.
All right, so this is another anthem. I don't know if you guys have seen this one. I mean, this guy's
on fucking skates.
This guy's a beauty.
This is in L.A.
Not the best stride. He's, you know, kind of a learn to skate
looks
guy.
Looks like you, Scotty.
Oh, zing.
Hey. Zing. He looked like he came out
Can
of
the
gates
listen to the
like
fucking
you.
Song?
See out at Warmies?
Listen to the fucking song for a second. As far as I'm concerned, giving a little prelude before he gets into his song.
Holy shit.
By the way, he's picking it up. Oh, he's got one. Yep.
Scotty, you're always the
yeah,
guy
man.
That...
So this is a bit of a all right, go ahead. What?
You were always the guy that when we went on public skates, like school trips, that you fucking skated the fastest,
around.
Right? Yeah.
No,
zing.
I was
making
sound
effects.
I was
effects.
Holding hands with a girl. I was taking it slow.
Oh, yeah. No.
No.
No. Oh, look out for the rug.
What the fuck?
Yo, again, gamer. Does not miss. Does not miss a single word.
Who is
terrible.
This guy?
Somebody's related to him.
Dude.
This is... He raised the mic.
Hey, veteran move to go
Kevin,
to the crowd after
Kevin,
that. Veteran move.
Kevin, are you watching this performance? I don't think I've laughed this hard in a long time. Don't tell me he's
oh,
going to hit
way,
it again.
He barely escaped that last run.
He's
but,
fucking...
Yo, kind of a cop-out to go to the crowd there after the fall. You got to start singing.
Way, watch out for the white rug. There's white carpet out there as well. Be careful.
I'm dead.
In a tux.
I am dead with a bunion. What's that thing around his waist called, Kev? You wore one of those.
Cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
Cummerbund. No, watch it. Oh, Jesus Christ. He's got me nervous.
What are the guys thinking right now? They're dying, yeah? You can't
Holy
not be fucking
fuck.
Losing your mind.
Scotty Wilson, you have had just an as outstanding of an performance
Thank
as
you,
this
buddy.
Guy's had.
Thank you, buddy.
Scotty, I'll
give that man
you
a tap.
Tapperoni. I'll pull this clip. I'll pull the clip, the picture up for you. You ever see that? Sean, you'll love this. The Islander flag girl was waving the flag around, and DiPietro was skating up, and he clipped the end of the flag, and he face planted on the ice.
No,
it was a tough moment for Islander fans.
You
it was
know,
a tough moment.
The Ice Girls and the Islanders were that was a dicey
face,
time.
Yeah. Face first into the ice.
I think Garth tried to have Hank charged. I think at some point for an Ice Girl incident.
No, he would never do that.
Okay.
By the way, you know that they abolished the Ice Girls. Ice Girls
they
are
did.
No longer really a thing.
Well, I think there were some incidents,
but I also think it's a distraction and it's not necessary.
It's degrading too to women, to be honest with you.
I knew who the
it's degrading to women.
How is it degrading?
Just
to
like
women?
Cheerleaders are. I mean, why don't we have some male cheerleaders?
Well, you got them.
I want to see some height.
You got them now
at games, professional games.
Yeah, the Rams have multiple male cheerleaders.
I asked the ice girl that face planted DiPietro. I said, what were you thinking? Like, what's the immediate thought? She's like, honestly, I was scared. Yeah, I thought I was going to get fired.
Yeah, poor girl.
But apparently, DiPietro's wife thought it was like the funniest thing she'd ever seen. Granted, he didn't tear his ACL, thank God, but it was funny.
Well, he'd still be getting paid no matter what.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Right. So this is the last package here before we roll into Michael Rink's side.
Yeah.
Sean, you asked for this one. Pride Night in the NHL. It's got some conversation stuff.
Yeah. Well, I just want to commend the men that have stood up against Pride Night in the NHL. I think Pride Night has been kidnapped by a deep state movement that has devilish ties to it. I mean, anyone that
virtual
puts,
signaling.
Look at the tape on the sticks, guys. Stop this, okay? Wow. You want to do it? Do it. But don't hang others out to dry. The Stahl brothers, good on you boys. Good Canadian boys there.
And just to clear it up, there is still Pride Month for the NHL. So this is abolishing Pride Night for each team when they pick and choose Pride Night.
I understand.
But can you tell me, Sean, walk me through what the specifics of that are like for a player? Because here's the other thing. If they're not asking too much, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not weighing in one way or the other. This isn't a fucking political. Nobody cares what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it asking that much? Or like, is it like, what do you mean? And I got to tape my stick? Like, is it like, are there things that you have to do?
Well, I will say that when, so the evolution of it, it's evolved from a patch on the jersey, on the sleeve, to now rainbow tape, to the whole entire logo being Pride. It's not about... Everyone should have pride, okay? I want everyone to do what they want, but don't radicalize it and don't make it political. And when people don't want to take part in it, everyone goes, hey, it's all cool.
Right, the story Kumbaya is that guys shit. Don't want to do it, right?
Yeah.
So, but if it were me, and I'm not saying I would just go along with anything, but okay, yeah.
Sure.
Here's my warm-up
put
stick.
It on.
Sure.
Me too.
You have every right to do that, Kev.
Right, and then if I didn't want to do it, yeah. I wouldn't want to do it, I guess.
And you find a lot of it's happening with Russian guys who maybe there's some repercussions.
It feels like a headache.
But also what you left out is Gary Bettman went on the record this week and said that they're going to reevaluate all Pride Nights.
Yes.
And I think that that's a strong move on his part because you know what? There's a lot of us that don't want our sports polluted. Mm-hmm. We just want sports.
Yep.
We want to be able to get home. We want to be able to finish work, pour ourselves a stiff Johnny, okay, put the game on and just enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sport that we love. Stay away.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
And it's just like another thing that you have to do, right? So it is a little bit of a thing, right?
Yeah, they sell the jerseys afterwards. It's all a thing.
And I agree. If you don't want to do it, you shouldn't have to. But on the other hand, if it's me, I'm like, I'd rather not talk about it.
And by the way, same. If
you're
I'm
get more
now,
heat
if you cross my
it.
Religion thing, right, whatever, that's another conversation. Yep. But for the most part, like if I don't have to talk to anybody about it, I'd rather just go.
You know, the other thing too, if I'm a coach or a GM, I'm saying there's no pride anything. There's no, the last 60 days of the season, we are dialed in and we are getting ready to prepare for peace. You must have war.
No distractions.
Connolly, just throw the jersey on. What do you give a shit? Okay. Yeah, let's go. When do the playoffs start in 2 weeks? Throw the fucking jersey on.
And now we go ringside with Michael Larman.
Thanks, guys. We've been talking a lot about the Eastern Conference recently, but I want to break into the Western Conference.
I think the W is
representative. We had a big showdown last
Western
night
Conference.
With LA Kings, go into Edmonton and lose 2-0. Edmonton Oilers now leapfrog the Kings in the standings to be second in the Pacific, getting hot at the right time. And of course, it's all being led by none other than Connor McDavid. McDavid gets his 61st goal of the
year.
Does
that W represent the West?
It's his 300th career goal.
Either way, I like it.
I do too.
And it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Good fish.
And let's just go right down the line. Who do we got next? We got Leon Draisaitl, the second leading scorer in the league. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, he's now the sixth leading scorer in the league. Zach Hyman's having a hell of a season. Darnell Nurse has been playing a lot better.
Michael Larman is now hot on the
Edmonton
Oilers.
They've seen their young guys, Phil Broberg in particular, come into the fold.
Yeah.
We had a really scary moment earlier this season where Evander Kane had a career-threatening injury where a blade goes over his wrist.
Ton
and
of personal problems.
After doing some rehab and everything, surprisingly has come back. and look like it hasn't affected them too much. When we talk about the weakness of the Edmonton Oilers, most of the time we're talking about their secondary scoring. There's a lot
that's
of expectation
playoffs,
on guys
right,
like
Michael.
Kyler Yamamoto
you're need secondary
or Warren
scoring.
Vogel. At the beginning of the season, you would have expected Jack Campbell to be the number one goaltender in Edmonton.
Obviously, I haven't performed to the level I know I'm capable of, but Stu's done a great job of going in and holding it down, and I know I'll get my game going.
There's no question going into the playoffs that they're going to be riding Stuart Skinner. Made the All-Star team this year. He's kind of had an up and down season, but definitely the most reliable guy in net.
If an E pops up on his chest,
there's a lot of pressure on him too, and he seems to be handling it.
Hopefully, he just went West Coast.
This guy's got confidence.
Look at that.
And the guy with the least amount of pressure on him has to be the coach. Jay Woodcroft.
Very common term for a mustache.
Last year, comes in late.
I can't say
the team all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
I would second that.
And now, in his first full season
Muzzy?
With the team, maybe he's got the best power play in the league. They're playing
so what
with
do you call a full
forwards,
beer?
Can I listen to defensemen. Michael? I mean, he's got the guys bought into his system. They're getting hot at the right time. I think you mentioned it a couple weeks ago, Sean.
McJesus?
This is not a team that you're going to
play defense
in the playoffs. It was a big win for the Edmonton Oilers last night. They leapfrogged the LA Kings. They're on the heels of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Quick.
There's a very high possibility that they
Holy
finish
shit.
First in the West, help themselves
Came
with some home ice advantage.
Wow. Getting ready for
which
war.
You know what that means.
Probably one of my favorite parts of the
what
the
fuck?
Whole
oh,
house.
I think David's house. House.
Here. Edmonton, I've seen this. Game, and
he hates
helps.
It.
Nickelback turned up to 11.
Oh, boy,
been a
Michael.
Shift.
Whoa. Bueno.
Never seen that video?
I haven't seen that video. Is he in their official music video?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So that's the combo. That's the connection.
What is?
Connor Edmonton. Loves Nickelback because Wayne loves Nickelback.
Ooh.
And Wayne was in
good,
the Rockstar video.
It's a good connection, Sean.
Ha!
Do you think
connection.
That was part of the PR machine? You think they laid that out for McDavid? Maybe McDavid doesn't
it's one
really
hell of a PR
Nickelback.
Team.
I think McDavid...
He knows him.
Heard Nickelback when he saw the video, and somebody said, "Hey, Gretzky's in a video," and he goes, "Holy fuck, it's a great song.
It's a good video."
And he's like, "These guys can rock.
It's my favorite band.
It's a good video."
And so we, and
wow.
so we say,
that was a whirlwind.
Should have been a quicker shift.
Should have been a quicker shift.